Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, your host, T-A-Z, all by his lonesome off in here. Dude Lovely is not feeling real well this morning, so she already texted me earlier and let me know she wasn't going to make it. I don't know about E, waiting to see if E connects back in from last week. And until then, I will go over what I got. The first item up for bids, Dennis Rodman, a former NBA player who's engaged in informal diplomatic process with North Korea and Russia, said Sunday he plans to go to Russia to help imprison WNBA player Brittany Griner. I got permission to go to Russia to help that girl, Rodman said to NBC. I'm trying to go this week. The flamboyant basketball Hall of Famer, a veteran of five NBA championship teams, called Russia President Vladimir Putin cool in 2014. He also visited North Korea multiple times, including for leader Kim Jong-un's birthday. I know Putin too well, Rodman said of his friendship with the Russian president, according to NBC. Griner was sentenced to 9 years in a Russian prison earlier this month after she was found guilty of possession and smuggling of cannabis oil. The Biden administration has put a proposal on the table to facilitate a release, according to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. Do we think Robbins goes over there and change things? I really don't think so. But if he does, he'll be the man over here. But I doubt if he's going to go over there and actually get out. But time will tell, and we will see. The next thing I had up was GOP politicians presents excuse for why 45 had classified documents and Mar-a-Lago. In the business, we call that BSing. straight up BSing. That's what we call it. That's what I call it. Trump's excuses. Number one, it didn't happen. Number two, whatever happened to it wasn't a big deal. Number three, someone else did it. They laughed a long time. Whatever happened, number four, whatever happened, it wasn't illegal. The president can't be liable for whatever happened. That's number five. The president can't be liable for whatever happened. Number six, Obama did it. And who cares, number seven, who cares if the president did it and it's illegal? This was a tweet of his excuses about the Mueller investigation, and it still holds true today about the classified documents being found at his crib. When is this dude going to go to jail? I'm tired of it. He should have been in jail for already things that he's done in the White House. He shouldn't even be allowed to be running for president again. Whew. I digress. For years, global health officials have used billions of drops of an oral vaccine for polio in remarkable effect campaign aimed at wiping out polio in its last remaining strongholds, typically the poor, political unstable corners of the world. Now, in a surprising twist, in the decades-long effort to eradicate the virus, authorities in Jerusalem, New York, and London have discovered evidence that polio is spreading there. The original source of the virus? The oral vaccine itself. Oh, Lord. I wrote on Facebook earlier today that we used to catch something when you got bucket naked. But now you can wear a three-piece suit and still be in danger. It was on you if you took your clothes off. But it's not on you no more. You can wear a three-piece suit and catch something out of here. This is ridiculous and crazy. The next thing, I got an appeals court put on hold today. Senator Lindsey Graham scheduled testimony for Tuesday before a grand jury in Georgia probing efforts by Donald Trump to overturn the former president's 2020 election defeat, with the case returning to a lower court for another look. They delayed it. A federal judge on Monday had rejected Graham's challenge to the subpoena to testify before the grand jury. Graham had argued his position as a U.S. senator provides him immunity for having to appear before the investigative panel. Maybe you shouldn't be doing crime to be going to a jury. Maybe you should stay on the straight and narrow before worried about going to a jury. I'm just saying. Dude made a phone call that was recorded. We can hear you. Trying to change and sway people's minds about the election so your boy 45 could win. But now all of a sudden you should be immune. Maybe you shouldn't be doing crime. Once you do crime, you break that immunity. Punk. Yeah, I said it. Okay, new satellite images from MaxAir Technology of the nuclear power plant in Ukraine, I can't say the word, shows no signs of systematic shelling that Russia claims have been happening. They said they were conducting repeated military strikes at the plant. And the images from the satellite shows that was not the case. What else is new? Russia is lying. What else is new? They're worse than Trump. Next on the item for bids. I'm going to be done early because I can't talk to myself too long. Islamic militants have stormed a hotel in Somalia's capital, engaging in an hour-long battle with security forces that left at least 20 people dead, according to the police and witnesses. At least 40 people were wounded in the late Friday night attack. The security forces rescued many others, including children, from the scene of a popular Hyatt hotel, they said Saturday. The attack started with explosions outside the hotel before the gunmen entered the building. Somalia forces were still trying to end the siege of the hotel almost 24 hours after the attack started. Gunfire could still be heard Saturday evening as security forces tried to contain the last gunman thought to be holed up on the hotel top floor. The Islamic group Al-Shabaab, which has ties with Al-Qaeda, claimed responsibility for the attack. The latest of its frequent attempts to strike places visited by government officials. I'm just reading it. I'm not going to have too much to say about it because it's sickening, terrorizing people all over the world. That's not right. There's no good can come from it. As it was reported, 20 people died, 40 people injured. It's just ridiculous. The last thing that I got, since I'm by my scissors today, 5 Wingstops in Mississippi owned by Rick Ross were fined over $62,000 for allegedly illegally deducted money from workers' wages. It's ridiculous. The investigation found improper paycheck deduction and overtime violation. The stores also allegedly made the employees illegally pay for uniforms, safety training, background checks, and even cash register shortages. These particular wing stops are ran and managed by a family of Rick Ross. My thoughts on this one is, Rick, just own them and let some professional people run these things. Your peoples is like Mike Vick's people. Just doing wrong. I think there was a Michael Jackson song when he was stomping his feet. You're doing wrong. That's exactly what Rick Ross Peoples was doing. And I don't know if I could work after they tell me I got to pay for uniforms. Dude, I'm coming to get money from you. Why would I want to use what I worked for to buy some uniforms? And do I have to turn them in when I get done with them? You know, if I quit and go to another... What kind of sense is what? And then it ain't like you're going to be chilling at the club with a Wingstop uniform on. And safety training and paying for background. I would have been like, dude, I'm going to McDonald's. McDonald's, dog. That's crazy. I want y'all to know that it was good coming in for about 15 minutes running my mouth. That's about all I can do because I let E and D Lovely be the spokesladies for the show, and they have strong opinions, as everyone who listened to the show before knows. And with that, I'm going to be out, y'all. Way out. So take care. Have a safe week.
minutes, only on Sunday, only 30 minutes.